A jogger repeatedly smashed in the head by a serial attacker preying on lone women says she felt pure terror as the man silently punched her over and over. The woman was out for a late afternoon run on a walkway on Auckland's North Shore on November the 8th when the man jumped her from behind and threw her to the ground. So far, police believe four similar attacks are linked. Three were on or near the Murray's Bay track and a fourth at a park in Massey. All have been in daylight hours, with the women walking or jogging on their own. The women have suffered serious injuries, including a broken collarbone, broken nose, dislocated shoulder and concussion. I spoke with one of the women who was attacked, and she told me how that afternoon started out.
Most days I go for sort of a walk slash run, so I just finished work, came home and went away on my walk like it was a nice sunny day. So, you know, there's lots of people out, didn't think anything of it.
And it was still light, obviously, at that time.
Yeah, it was only about just after 4:30, so, and Browns Bay was busy, like there was people everywhere.
So, where did you first pass this man? Where did you pass him on the trail?
So, I was approaching the walkway. So, at the bottom of the stairs, we walked past each other, like shoulder to shoulder, and looked each other in the eye. And he didn't smile, but, you know, some people don't. So, I just thought nothing of it. And I ran up the first set of stairs and carried on.
Did he speak to you at that point at all?
No, nothing at all. Just looked me right in the eyes and then kept walking.
And what do you remember about him from that moment?
I remember that he was wearing a hat with like a sticker on the peak, and he looked like nice and clean and tidy. Like I would never have thought anything of him. Like he didn't look scary at all, and yeah, he just looked like a normal guy.
And so, was he kind of wearing sportswear, like he was out for a walk, or can you tell us anything about what he was wearing?
No, I don't. He didn't look like he was out for a walk. I imagined that he was like going to meet some friends down at one of the pubs in Browns Bay. He just looks like nice and clean and tidy with a hat and I think a black T-shirt on and just looked normal.
So you carried on up the stairs and what happened next?
Yes, so I ran up the first set and then I walked up the second two smaller sets and I was just walking along the flat with my headphones on, no idea what was behind me. And the next thing I knew, I think he'd thrown me on the ground and then I was just like in a ball on the ground and he punched me in the head, I think, four times and then he just ran away.
So when he came up behind you, what could you feel? Where did he put his arms around you and how did he throw you down?
Well, I don't really know because it was so quick. All I can remember is that I was walking and then the next thing I knew, I was in a ball on the ground being punched. So I don't know how he got me there. It was all so quick.
And did you hit your head or your shoulders when you landed on the ground?
Yeah, I must have taken like the full force to my shoulder, I think, because that's what's injured now. And then my head is a bit injured, I think, from the punches, though.
Okay, so you're on the ground, and then what? You become aware of him still hitting you?
Yeah, so I knew I had to like protect myself, so I had both my arms over my head, which was why I think he couldn't get to my face. So he just kept punching me in the side of the head and I was just thinking, like, is he going to stop? It was just, like, pure terror. And then I was just so grateful when he ran away. Like, I just knew it was over.
So when you're lying there and he punched you in the side of the head, he kept going, yes?
Yeah.
And then what happened? He just disappeared?
Yeah, he picked something up, which I thought was my headphones, but I think they were found in the bush, so I think he just picked his hat up and then he just ran away and I didn't even turn to check if he was gone. I just knew in my head that he was gone and I needed to get out and get help.
While he was attacking you, did he say anything?
I don't think he spoke at all from what I can remember. I don't think he did.
And what was going through your head at this time? Because it must have been terrifying.
Yeah, luckily it was so quick so you don't have a lot of time to think, but I think I was yelling sorry or stop, like, because I thought he was so angry that obviously I'd done something that annoyed him. But it was more just like I just wanted him to stop. So I was just relieved the second that he did.
And he just abruptly stopped?
Yeah, he just literally punched four times, picked up his hat and ran full speed.
And did you see which direction he headed off in?
I didn't even look. I know he ran towards Beechwood, but I didn't see if he turned left or right. I didn't even, like, turn around to check he was gone. Somehow I just knew he was.
And then, so what did you do after he took off?
So I got to my feet and got my phone out of my armband and rang my partner and said, like, I need help quick. And then I stood there and yelled help for a bit, but realised no one would hear me in the walkway. So I managed to walk to the road where I found a girl that helped me call an ambulance.
And then some other passerbys, I understand, wandered by as well.
Yeah, two ladies appeared pretty quickly, and I think the German girl passed the phone to them so that they could speak to the ambulance, and she just sat with me and gave me water and, like, comforted me.
You must have been in complete shock.
Yeah, at that point I could, like, barely breathe, so that they were asking me all these questions, but I was just trying to catch my breath, and I was in agony, so I just was sort of a blur.
Yeah, tell me about your injuries.
So the worst is my shoulder, so that I have like a dislocated AC joint, so that's pretty bad. And then my elbow is all bruised and sore, which I think I must have landed on as well. I've had vertigo for the last week, which I think is obviously from being hit in the head. And I've just had cuts and bruises on my ankle and knee and fist and everywhere.
So those are the physical injuries, but what about you? How are you doing?
I think I'm doing really well considering, like, the best I could be. I'm feeling a lot more comfortable, like, being alone again. At first I was a lot more worried, but I think I'm doing as best as I can.
So do you feel safe to go out and about again? Like, would you go out jogging or walking again on your own?
Yeah, I definitely would, but I won't go down any walkways or any quiet areas, only main roads.
So have you had to take some time off work to recuperate?
Yeah, so I've already had, I think this is my third week off work. I'm hoping that I'll be able to go back to work maybe part-time next week, but I'll just have to see how I go.
Yeah. So what are the police saying to you about this?
They've been so helpful. I've met so many different police already, like, all coming to do different things. They've been amazing, like, just keeping me informed, and they've still got, like, a whole team working on it, so they've been really helpful.
So I'm wondering, you've probably thought about this a lot. Have you thought about what this guy was up to or what his motivations were and all that kind of stuff? What's going through your head?
Yeah, I guess it's just crazy. Like, you think, what is he getting out of it? Like, all he's doing is hurting women and then running away. Like, it's not like he wants anything more. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. I just think he must have something, like, really wrong going on in his head.
So what would you say to people out there who may recognise this man and the CCTV footage that the police have put out? What would you say to anyone who has any clues to who he is?
Just to please ring the police or the number that's on, like, all the ads and stuff, because he's not going to stop. And I think there's been four of us now, and he could be getting worse each time. And you don't know, like, when he's throwing people on the ground, is he going to injure someone, like, and hit them in their head? And he needs to be stopped, so somebody has to call if they know anything.
Would you want to say anything to him if he was listening?
I guess just that people don't deserve this, and he's ruining people's lives, and he just needs to get help.
And that was one of the women who was beaten by the serial attacker who is preying on lone women who are walking and jogging. Now, police say people should report any suspicious activity in those areas, the Browns Bay Walkway area, immediately by phoning 111. And anyone with information on the attacks or about the CCTV footage or who may have clues to this man's identity, you could also call Crime Stoppers anonymously on 0800 555 111. The number again, 0800 555 111.